Before the break, we heard Phil Coulter and his version of In the Bleak Midwinter. He was then joined by that wonderful flautist, Sir James Galway. You know, listening to that, he made the flute sound like a clarinet at times, did he not? They played together a piece entitled Christmas Eve, Ellis Island. Now, Ellis Island was the entry point for all immigrants who were, well, not only Ireland, but who left Europe to get into America. And quite often, as we've heard in the song that I've played regularly on the programme, Isle of Hope, Isle of Tears, they were rejected and sent back home, but quite often too they were allowed in to the land of their dreams and started a new life. But Christmas Eve, Ellis Island there from James Galway and Phil Coulter. These next two tracks are similar. First of all, I'm going to play the Clancy Brothers, and they're singing a song called The Wren Song. That's W-R-E-N, the bird. And it tells the story of a tradition here in Ireland, which personally I think is a bit cruel. But the day after Christmas Day, which we call St. Stephen's Day, I think in the UK it's called Boxing Day. I don't know what they call it in America. That's an interesting one. Somebody email me and tell me, what do they call the day after Christmas Day? Has it any special name in America? And don't please write to me and say they call it the day after Christmas Day. However, on that particular day, in very rural parts of Ireland, I know it used to happen in Ballina, where we lived, but I know down in Kerry, for instance, and this was, we'll deal with that on the second track. But here, the Clancy Brothers are telling us about the young men, or young boys, children, who go and hunt in the bushes for a wren, and then they kill it, and they carry it around the village, singing a song, the wren, the rain, the king of the birds, and they knock on the door, on people's doors, and they collect for the funeral of the wren, right? And they get a few shillings and, well, do what people do with a few shillings. But I'm going to let the Clancy Brothers introduce this song, first of all, and you'll get the idea. But during the song, they talk about the drolleen. The drolleen is the Irish word for the wren.
But children can be very cruel, you know. And we used to do a very cruel thing coming on towards Christmas. We used to go out with big novelty sticks out through the fields and kill a little bird called the wren. Harmless little thing. And we put the corpse in the middle of a holly bush and we decorated with the ribbons and coloured papers and things like that. And then on the day after Christmas, on St. Stephen's Day, we'd blacken our faces and dress up in women's clothes and all sorts of mad things, and go around from door to door singing this song and collecting money for the funeral. And the song that we sang as we went around from door to door was called The Wren Song.
The wren, the king of all birds, since Stephen's day was cutting the furs. Although he was little, his honour was great. Jump up, me lads, and give us a treat. As I was going to kill and all, I met a wren upon the wall. Up me wattle and knocked him down and brought him into Carricktown.
Drawling, drawling, where's your nest? Is in the bush that I love best. In the tree, the holly tree, where all the boys do follow me.
Up with your kettle and down with a pan and give us a penny to bury the wren.
I followed the wren 3 miles or more, 3 miles or more, 3 miles or more. Follow the run 3 miles or more at 6 o'clock in the morning.
I have a little box on the me arm, on the me arm, on the me arm. I have a little box on the me arm, a penny or tuppence would do it no harm.
Mrs. Lancy's a very good woman, a very good woman, a very good woman. Mrs. Lancy's a very good woman, she gave us a penny to bury the run.
Penny to bury the run, Mrs. Lancy.
Up the long ladder and down the short rope, to hell with King Billy and God bless the Pope. That doesn't do, we'll tear him in two and we'll send him to hell with his red, white and blue.
Or words to that effect from the Clancy Brothers. Now, the first time I ever heard Anne-Marie O'Riordan, and you know I'm a big fan of Anne-Marie, the first time I ever heard her sing, she sang this song. It's called The Boys of Barna Shroyda. Now, I'm Almost sure, but don't quote me on it. I'm almost sure that Barna Shroyda is in County Kerry. Now, it might be just in County Cork, but, well, it's in one of those two. And Anne-Marie is telling us the same story of the Wren boys, the who used to kill the Wren and go round from door to door. And this is absolutely beautiful.
Oh, the town, it climbs a mountain and looks down to the sea. In waking times or in sleeping, 'tis there I long to be, to view again those kindly streets, the place my life began, with those boys of Barna Shroyda who hunted for the wren. With cordial stout we roamed about, we search for birds in every furze, from Lishar to Dunheen. We jumped for joy beneath the sky, life held no print nor plan, with those boys of Barna Shroyda for the wren. And when the hills were bleeding and the rifles were aflame, to the rebel homes of Kerry the Saxon strangers came. But the men who dared the oxes and to beat those blackened tans were once boys of Barna Shroyda who hunted for the wren. So here's a hail to them tonight, those men who laughed with me. From the groves of Carron River to the slopes of Beenity, John Dolly and Bashandy, the Sheehan's Con and Dan, were once boys of Barna Shroyda who hunted for the wren. But now they toil on foreign soil, where they have gone their way. Deep in the heart of London town, nor over on Broadway, and I am left to sing their deeds and praise them while I can. Those boys of Barna Shroyda who hunted for the wren. And when the wheel of life runs down and peace comes over me, just lay me down in that old town between those hills and sea. I'll take my rest neath those green fields, the place my life began, with those boys of Barna Shroyda who
boys of Barnashroyda who hunted for the wren. To me, friends, that sums up, sound-wise, the most Irishy sound you can get on a track of that sort. I never tire of listening to that young lady singing, Anne-Marie O'Riordan. Now, this next track is not so much a Christmas track, although I don't know why, but I always associate it with Christmas. It's sung for us here by Brendan Shine. Now, I do have to confess, we don't hear Brendan too often on Sounds Irish because I haven't got an awful lot of his material. And when I tell you that I've made a New Year resolution as far as Sounds Irish is concerned, in the early part of the new year, I'm going to get myself extension to my Sounds Irish library collection because we need a lot new more albums. But here, Brendan Shine is telling us a story. Well, he's painting the picture of a Connemara man. Remember last week or the week before, was it the week before we played, was it Sean Keane's version of the Connemara man? No, this is not that song, but Connemara men are fishermen. And he, Brendan Shine, is telling us the story of the Nazarene.
I am a Connemara man. I was born to be free. I love the beauty of the land and the magic of the sea. I heard the stories of great men who sailed the seven seas. And I learned the lore of an ancient folk and their love for the Nazarene. A hunter on the mountainside, a trapper on the sea. I love the chase, see the mountain hare, throw a hound with ease. The Pucon sails to raise the spray, bringing bounty from the deep. Not all the gold the world could hold could buy that life from me. One night as we had stretched our nets and the storm it had increased, in driving mist that was so thick your hand you could not see, the gates of hell had sucked us in and we were doomed, it seemed. In the darkest hour before the dawn I called on the Nazarene. Come listen, all good-hearted men, wherever you may be. Our Lord is just as good today as he was in Galilee. Come lend a hand and help him out to feed his lambs and sheep. You'll have everlasting happiness in the home of the Nazarene. There came a day, it blew a gale, no boat could go to sea. I sat me down and a train of thought came rushing back to me. My brave old mates with whom I'd sail and harvest in the deep had sailed away to the great beyond and were now with the Nazarene. Now all had changed, but the past was pain. But I've reared my family, my loving wife and her little child were sleeping their last long sleep. On my native shore, where the wild waves roar, I scanned the glistening sea. I haul my boat upon the shore, and I follow the Nazarene. Come listen, all good-hearted men, wherever you may be. Our Lord is just as good today as he was in Galilee. Come lend a hand and help him out to feed his lambs and sheep. You'll have everlasting happiness in the home of the Nazarene. You'll have everlasting happiness in the home of the Nazarene.
As I say, it may not be an actual Christmas track, but it has that Christmas feeling about it. Well, in my book it does anyway. Brendan Shine and the Nazarene. Now we move to the High Kings, so you can be prepared for a bit of up-tempo, all-together singing type. This was a big hit, oh, I can't remember when, but some time ago for Chris Rea in the UK, and he says, "I'm driving home for Christmas." Listen to the way the High Kings treat it.
I'm driving home for Christmas. Oh, I can't wait to see those faces. Driving home for Christmas, yeah. Well, I'm moving down the line, and it's been so long, but I would be there. I sing this song to pass the time away. Driving in my car, driving home for Christmas. It's gonna take some time. Top to toe and tail back. Oh, I got red lights all around. So I sing for you. Though you can't hear me when I get through and feel you near me, driving in my car, driving home for Christmas.
Driving home for Christmas with a thousand memories. I take a look at the driver next to me. Just the same. He's just the same. Top to toe and tail back.
I'm driving home for Christmas.
Oh, I got red lights all around.
I can't wait to see those faces.
I'm driving home for Christmas.
Driving home for Christmas.
Get my feet on holy ground.
Feet on holy ground.
So I sing for you. Though you can't hear me when I get through and feel you near me. Driving in my car, driving home for Christmas.
Driving home.
I'm driving home for Christmas, giving a little bit of an Irish flavour to it. Did you not agree? Well, I thought so anyway. From the High Kings. This is one of these tracks now that I came across by accident the other day when I was looking for material to include in my playlist for this week's programme. It's from Eileen King, and she does a very good version of a song called An Old Time Irish Christmas. And if you listen, well, you'll get the story. She's away in a hotel somewhere in some big city, but she's thinking of her old time Irish Christmas way back home in Ireland. Eileen King.
There's a blanket of white Ireland, and the bright Christmas lights bring a cheer to the air, and the Salvation singers down on the corner sure finding out just how much people care. The cathedral bell are singing along in this lonely hotel room. I reach for your picture. Lord knows I'm missing my family at home. And tonight I'm dreaming of an old style Christmas.
song from the heart there from Eileen King. Now, on last week's programme, I played a recording of Bing Crosby singing Christmas in Killarney and apologised and said it was the only version of the song I had, which was true until the day before yesterday when a friend of mine sent me this copy and said, Joe, play this one from the Shannon Singers. Now, I know nothing about the Shannon Singers, but they do it well, don't they?
Christmas in Killarney is wonderful to my story, and I'll take you back with me. The holly green, the ivy green, the prettiest picture you've ever seen is Christmas in Killarney. With all of the folks at home, it's nice, you know, to kiss your beau, a cuddly bugger of the mistletoe. And Santa Claus, of course, you know, is one of the boys from home.
I have mentioned this before, but this next track is one of the most sung tracks or songs in Ireland at this time of the year. It must be sung in every church on Christmas Eve / Christmas Day. Here we're having Celtic Woman's version of O Holy Night.
Thank you.
Well, friends, that's been our Sounds Irish Christmas programme. I hope you've enjoyed it. I really have had a ball putting it together. I just want to say that we're not going out on our signature tune this week. I've got something lined up for you. But before I go, I just want to wish you Banachdeen an Ullag, as we say in Irish, the blessings of Christmas. May good God bless you and yours, me and mine. Until we're together again with next week's programme, Joe Ballard's saying, have a happy Christmas, stay safe. God bless you, travel safely, Sloan, bye. And for all of you, from me to you, a composition of my own that I recorded on my album recently entitled O Guiding Star. Have a happy Christmas.
O Guiding Star, that led the wise men onward to find the King of angels and of men.
Prince of Majesty and Might.